You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Okay, so white poppies are the international symbol of remembrance for all of the casualties of war, so that is civilians and armed forces personnel, and also a symbol of peace. And some people choose to wear them because they want to remember all of the casualties of war and the reality of war.
So could you just explain how white poppies are different to red poppies?
Well, there's two things. Firstly, they're white.
The colour.
The colour, that's yeah. Right. But also white poppies are a long-standing symbol of peace going back to the early 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, they're a symbol to remember all of the casualties of war.
Is it controversial to wear white to wear a white poppy rather than a red poppy in New Zealand, do you think?
Well, that's a difficult one to answer. Obviously, we don't think that it's controversial at all.
And it shouldn't be.
Well, it's just everyone should be able to remember the realities of warfare in their own way. Mm. And this is something that people all around the world choose to wear white poppies around whatever the Remembrance Day is in their country. You know, so for example, in Britain and Canada, it's usually around Armistice Day. In Australia and New Zealand, it's usually around Anzac Day.
White poppies have been accused of taking away from the red poppy appeal for war veterans. What do you think about that?
I think that that is an interesting position for anyone to take. They don't take away from red poppies. I mean, red poppies is a very widespread campaign. White Poppies for Peace is a comparatively small campaign. We don't have so many collectors and so on and so forth. But the thing is that it's really just a simple matter of having white poppies available if people choose to wear them. And some people wear a white poppy, and some people wear a red poppy, and some people wear both.
Poppies are obviously poppies in themselves as the flower, like quite a lovely thing that grew out of the battlefields, out of the First World War. Do you think that poppies themselves sanitise what war truly was?
Well, poppies obviously have a longer history than World War One.
Yes, yeah.
They're a flower that grows all in different parts of the world and so on and so forth. I'm not quite clear what your question is.
So do you think using a poppy to remember the war and to promote peace, I suppose, do you think that is the best, the best symbol of that?
Well, like I said before, it's a symbol that people can choose how they remember war. And some people choose to have the white poppy. I was interested in watching the news last night. Some people choose to have vintage car rallies, apparently, on Anzac Day. So that's the whole thing. It's just really about how people choose to remember the realities of warfare. The other thing, actually, I should say, given that you're a student radio station, or a university one, the White Poppies for Peace, all of the proceeds from White Poppies for Peace go to White Poppy Peace Scholarships.
I was just going to ask you about that. What are White Poppy Peace Scholarships?
Okay, so they're fully funded by the White Poppies for Peace campaign, and they're awarded usually annually, not every single year, but they have been. They started in 2009, and there's been 7 scholarships awarded so far. And if anyone who's listening to your program is interested in applying, there hasn't been a scholarship awarded yet for 2018, and if they go to peacescholar.org.nz, then they will find all the information there where they can apply.
Perfect, thank you. So why do you think that it's important that people have the choice to wear white poppies around this time in New Zealand?
Well, it's always important for people to have choices, but I guess particularly important around issues that involve life and death. And some of us choose to remember all of the realities of warfare. And so the focus being on both armed forces personnel but also on civilians tend to be the biggest casualties of war. It's a way for people to think about the realities of war, particularly around this time of year. White poppies are actually available throughout the year, and some people get them for different peace events during the year.
Where can you find them?
Well, the best thing to do is to go to the White Poppies for Peace website, which is whitepoppies.org.nz, and there's an order form and all the information is available there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.